Why does the Judas incident carry anti-Semitic overtones? According to the Gospel of Matthew, Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples of Jesus, pointed Jesus out to the representatives of the Jewish community who were looking for him in order to arrest and kill him. For this betrayal, Judas was paid 30 pieces of silver, which he later, upon repenting, turned over to the temple treasury. The temple priests used this money to buy burial ground for Jesus. Some students of the Bible believe that the attention that has been paid the Judas incident in Christian theology over the centuries has been part of a conscious effort to attach Jewish responsibility to the death of Jesus. The name Judas is so close in sound to Jews that when Christians condemn Judas as a betrayer of Jesus, it has the effect of condemning the Jews as well. When the word Judas is used in common parlance, it has the connotation of traitor, money grubber, one who will sell his soul for money. Whether intended or not, when one hears Judas, subconsciously or otherwise, he thinks Jew. Why do Jews not accept the belief that Jesus was a performer of miracles? The Gospel of John advances the idea that the miracles performed by Jesus are proof of his divine nature. When Jesus heals the incurable, revives the dead, walks on water, transforms water into wine, feeds a crowd of 5,000 for 3 days with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish, raises his friend Lazarus from the grave, and performs some of the other 40 miracles attributed to him in the New Testament, he is demonstrating that he is God incarnate, that is, God in the flesh. John quotes Jesus as having said, "Believe the works that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Judaism rejects the idea that the laws of nature can be contravened. As far back as early Talmudic times, opinions were expressed by the rabbis that the miracles of the Bible were not breaks with nature, but events programmed into nature at the time of creation. According to the traditional interpretation of Scripture, although the Bible does describe a number of miraculous occurrences, these cannot be said to be supernatural.